This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
What they do, they smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. If you want to phone in, tell us if you were happy if the Rams lost last night. Favorite commercial, you're welcome to do that. Maryville University phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Did you guys have a Super Bowl party at Fox 2?
We did not. No, it was a very normal Sunday night. We had a 5 o'clock show. No, nothing going on. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing, eating their own food. There was nothing festive at all. Just seemed like business as usual.
So what did you eat? You went to got a
burger. Well, Carson came to work with me for a couple of hours, and then I ran him home, and it was right around halftime. That's how I ended up hearing the Jim Gray breakdown of Maroon 5, and I ran home, and Kim and the kids had some food out, some snacks and some pizza.
Oh, that's good.
So I had some unhealthy Super Bowl eating.
Yeah.
But it was not. Did Channel 5 have a little party going on?
Everybody brought something.
Did Ahmad Hicks wear his, like, throwback Tony Banks jersey?
We wouldn't let him in the building on a Super Bowl with the Rams.
He's on some featured video I saw. Was it Barstool came to St. Louis? Or he was interviewed somewhere online. I saw it.
They found the one Rams fan in town. Yeah.
Are you sympathetic at all?
No.
And the answer is no.
No.
Are you sympathetic at all to people that live here that are Rams fans and they really have nowhere to turn for thorough coverage or non-sarcastic coverage? Or
no.
Like, if you like the Rams, if you stuck with that team, you can't really listen to us. You can't watch TV.
Almost. Do you know a media member that's, I mean, it's really unanimous in the media.
Tuna? Does he count? Or do you mean TV media?
Maybe more mainstream. Love Tuna. Love Tuna. Chuck's not mainstream, you know?
Wow.
He's a provocateur, okay?
That was brilliant.
I love Chuck Tuna.
Does mainstream, does that mean to people that matter? Or what are you saying?
No, I'm just, you know, maybe slightly more prominent.
Why do you hate 8 to 10
I love
at
Chuck.
Night.
Now he's going to text me. He's mad.
Doug?
I think, like, TV-wise, so you tune in. There's a clip or two of the game. There's a clip or two during the week leading up to it. We didn't do a whole lot leading up to it. I mean, we did some of those local angles, the Dan Connellys of the world, or former Rams, Andy McCollum, living here. But we didn't really hype the game itself. I mean, tons of people watched. It's going to be a Dan Caesar column at some point here, how the game did compared to recent Super Bowls. The ratings I saw, massive ratings in the St. Louis area. You're talking about 800,000 people were watching that game. But I don't know how that compares to a typical Super Bowl.
Randy Carricker texting in, I drove Katie back to Peoria, did not watch, saw the highlights, and watched the top-rated commercials this morning. I listened to KMOX airing of 2011 Game 6, which was great. Couple of things. A favorite commercial was the cell phone carrier with the chunky milk. I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that.
I think Belichick will move up in the draft to get Drew Lock.
That'd be something.
That could make me
a Patriot fan. If you talk about just situations, because we always say, oh, the Jaguars might, the Raiders might, the Giants. Not great situations to be in right now. New England moving up to get Drew Lock is like best case for him.
Well, yeah, but then you wouldn't play for 3 years.
That'd be all right, though. A couple of years on the bench behind Brady. Now, if you're Lock, you probably want to play sooner.
Yeah. I'd rather be drafted by Jacksonville and play right away.
Yeah.
You want to play. That's
I think the answer is you want to play. And that was somebody who knew the Chase Daniel family said he might opt out of his Bears deal because he wants to play. But I'm not sure he's getting an offer anywhere to play, right?
That's a lot of money to say no to.
And I'm not sure that it'll actually happen. Right. But they said it drives him nuts that he doesn't get to play.
Yeah, keep your brain and make your money.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But apparently, you know, these guys, they all want to play.
If Edelman played baseball, he wouldn't have even been eligible for the postseason due to his suspension for PEDs.
That's true.
And not considered for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know who was really active post-game on Twitter about that topic was John Heyman, who, of course, covers baseball. And then after saying it a few times in a few different ways, he finally said, I've lost 700 followers. I think I'm cleared out most of my New England people. But it is true. If you get busted for PEDs in baseball, you don't come back in the postseason. So Edelman should not have been on the field based on – I agree with that.
Do you think the lawsuits by St. Louis against the NFL influenced the vote on Bruce? I don't think Peter King is not voting for Isaac Bruce because of the lawsuits.
No, it did play well with conspiracies where the league didn't want any St. Louis associated with this weekend, which was all about the Los Angeles Rams. But Bruce was in line to hand the trophy to the Rams had they won.
Was he really?
Yes.
Interesting people that were handing it. Joe Namath popped up. It was right. The anniversary of his. But...
So I guess they have to be former champions.
Couldn't you have found quite a few Patriots, though?
Right. And they've done it over the years.
Maybe not Drew Bledsoe, but others.
It's always fun to see Joe Namath.
Like Teddy Bruschi or someone like that?
I think he's done it. I think they've had
Bruschi
so many.
Did do it one year, yeah.
Okay. I think Willie McGinnis has done it. But it's not a former. So the Eagles last year could not have had a former champion, former player, because they didn't win before. Same with the Lions or Browns. So it's not across the board. It has to be from your team. It just has to be a former champion, apparently. I would have been okay if I'm L.A. in the league. Jack Youngblood would have been the perfect choice.
Absolutely.
That's just stupid.
Frank, I was not watching. The wife insisted on watching for commercials. I spent the evening working in the garage. I did glance at the score. How about that?
You know, working it was nice weather.
Yeah.
So you could kind of do a little yard work, stay outside when it gets dark out.
But you probably wouldn't have done that, right?
No.
Oh, Martin works in his garage all the time.
I did a little. I cleaned a little garage yesterday. I think most people that said they weren't going to watch probably did.
Yes.
But there's still a portion who did not.
Now, STL Devil, I didn't watch a second. However, I Googled a few times to check and see if the Rams were losing.
If you chose not to watch, you made a good choice.
Yes.
You saved because you didn't miss anything. The halftime, it was, to me, seemed fine. I don't know. The commercials seemed bad. That seems to be across the board. The game was bad.
So at least it was kind of quick.
What did you miss? Like, if you didn't watch it, you didn't. There's nothing I'm going to tell you. Oh, my God, you should have seen.
Well, there was that cutaway Giselle after the Gronk catch.
What was the over-under on Giselle cutaway? Because that seemed.
There was two. Well, I don't know. They went back to back.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if they showed her more than once. This is the text of the day from Hipster of Tower Grove South. Did Martin just make up that story about the Super Bowl not being on the radio just to have a humble brag about his HD radio?
Oh, yes. See?
Talk about unrelatable.
Maybe the HD radio gets kind of locked up when you put it in the reverse and you have that backup camera.
By the way, the over-under on Giselle Bundchen showings on... Yes. For the prop bet was 1.5.
Well, they went over.
So the over barely hit.
And then you had the Washington Post commercial about journalism and freedom of the press. It was pointed out, if you work for the Washington Post, and they're probably questioning some of your expense reports, like, did we just spend $5 million on a commercial with Tom Hanks? But the guy who owns Amazon owns the Washington Post. So it may have just come out of his pocket. We're not sure.
I'm trying to find the tweet. I saw one this morning.
Where he had another commercial?
Yes.
That got pulled?
He got pulled because his mistress was involved in the production, and he felt it'd be a bad look. So they scrambled late, pulled that ad, and then instead did this Washington Post, you know, Freedom of the Press ad with Tom Hanks voicing it. So not necessarily something they planned long-term, or maybe something Jeff feels passionately about. It's just, we got to fill this airtime we paid for.
I just think if you work for the Washington Post, and today they're like, hey, we're out of paper, we're not going to have any till the end of the week, and we're not refilling the toner and the copiers for a couple of days, money's a little tight, you'd say, did that $5 million come out of Jeff Bezos' account or the newspapers?
How about this? The Bud Light commercial, where they're talking about corn syrup, does that $5 million spent make you want to go out and buy a Bud Light? I mean, just think where how that money could have helped, like, a great charity, some incredible cause. And yet they did it talking about corn syrup and their competitors. I don't understand.
I like the blowing in the wind. And I think that finished top 10, where you had the Dalmatian and you had the Clydesdales.
Oh, that was beautiful, yeah.
And I thought at first, when it came out last week online, that it was just them with a cute dog and a song that we all know. But it actually made sense because they're using wind power.
Here's what I'm amazed at. Is, you know, if you're texting into this program, you're probably a diehard sports fan. Would you agree? I mean, if you're not, you're listening to Charlie Brennan or Rush or whatever.
What? There's other options? Frankly, like, our 100 people listening right now.
Right. But so we have passionate fans like Gibby, who's a great texter, great sports guy. He says, Frank, I didn't watch the game. Ray Donovan instead. Didn't know who won until this morning. And then you got
like most of LA.
Yeah. Big Boss North County took the dogs for a walk, played video games, watched two episodes of The Sopranos, only asked Alexa to score twice.
Ooh, what two episodes did you watch?
You know what? I'm going to have to start that because I'm done with Donovan.
The Sopranos? Yeah. You have to watch the
Have
Sopranos.
You gone through every season? How many seasons is it?
Oh, it's probably nine-ish.
Is it six or seven? Is it? It's one of those where...
Is Monique out of town?
No, she's back. But I swear, last night at like 11:30, it was like the first time I got home and I didn't have that bounce in my step because I was done with Ray Donovan.
And the only issue
all
was...
All I had to do was hug Monique.
Shows like Ray Donovan and the shows on networks that aren't like, you know, major broadcast networks, they'll take their time in between seasons.
Yeah.
It's like HBO and Showtime. It's not like, hey, every year we need a season. Like, they'll wait 18 months sometimes to put something out.
Now, The Sopranos will take you a little time, but it's worth it. I mean, Frank Cusimano needs to watch The Sopranos. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's officially six seasons.
Joe Pelosi
episodes.
Said, dogs and frisbees always a hit when we're talking about halftime.
Yeah, especially dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We like dogs. I'm telling you, Red Panda, I'm sure the league would say it's beneath them. She's not a big enough star. You tell me if you're at a Super Bowl party and she's on there catching those bowls and plates. You tell me that you're turning the channel.
As she's doing that, the other side of the field, you got dogs playing catch.
So your thing is just a giant circus going on.
Yeah, just a Hoosier Fest, and that would attract so many people.
A Hoosier Fest. All right, another reminder that we're all out of touch. There's a picture of Peyton Manning with Ninja. And Ninja says, hey, here with the GOAT. And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Who's Ninja? And I click. He's got like 3 million followers, and they said he's a Fortnite star. He plays Fortnite Ninja, but he's got 3 million followers. He's at the Super Bowl. Apparently, Ninja is a big deal.
Do you know how much he makes?
I have no idea.
I think it's around a half a million, 750,000 a month, I do believe.
Being a Fortnite star.
Just being a...
Get Carson on that.
Yeah, the hell with law school, son. You get back on that Fortnite. You stay up all night. I don't give a damn about school. You're going to be a Fortnite star.
Yeah, we did a story on one of those Maryville guys who was really good, and now he's an owner of a team, and he was like 22, and he was making over $1 million a year.
Is he like a YouTube star or video star?
I don't know, but he owns teams now, and he makes $1 million a year. Gosh. I would not drink Miller anyway, but corn syrup is a cheap filler and a sign that the product is subpar. Brian, your thoughts?
Why now, though? Why, like, has it been going on for a while?
I guess.
And corn syrup, like, nobody's ever talked about it. I wonder if they've been sitting in the boardroom for 10 years, like, when do we play that corn syrup card? When should we play the corn? I had no idea it was in there. And I don't know that it'll affect my... Like taste buds?
Yeah, I drink more of the craft beer because I think it just tastes better overall, not so much for the ingredients that's in it. Like I was drinking Four Hands last night.
All right, Frank, if you are a Rams fan, what's your number one question today? If you're a true...
Where's Gurley?
How many guys... Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't it Todd Gurley? Like, what's going on? And he said after the game that he was fine. Don't you think now is the time, like a Blues postseason ends and you go, well... Yeah. All right, guys, we got swept by the Predators, but Schwartz had a broken clavicle. Bullmeister's got a broken foot. There's always like this huge list once they lose. I'm the Rams now, I'd say, by the way, Gurley was limited.
If you had to bet $1,000 right now that Todd Gurley has some type of medical procedure on his body between now and the next month, wouldn't you bet yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it would vindicate McVay. I mean, it would be smart for them, Artis Twyman and company, say, hey, coach, you're getting killed about not using Todd Gurley and not throwing him the ball, not using him. It would make perfect sense now to just say he's a little nicked up. Just say, and maybe McVay is just being very earnest and not trying to look for an excuse. Maybe it's a bad look if you throw that out there now, but I got to wonder. I mean, this guy was so dominant.
Yeah, it would be like an NBA Finals where James Harden plays about a quarter and gets up 10 shots. It's not realistic to think about. Feasible. I don't know.
Cardinals World Series, Andrew Miller only gets like one appearance or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Where is he?
Yeah, when Shelby Miller was on the milk carton, it was okay. He wasn't their most prominent pitcher at the time. But if I'm Todd Gurley and I'm telling everybody I am healthy, then I'm also probably kind of torqued, aren't I? That they didn't find a way? Is it just New England took it away? But we're also coming off the NFC Championship game where he was 4 for 10. There's got to be more to it. Because yeah. I mean, McVay's a smart guy. The genius thing was played too early. Everybody's getting hired in the league now because they know Sean McVay.
Yeah.
If I'm Green Bay, wait a minute. The guy we hired, what was he? He was
Sean
McVay's buddy.
Based upon he hung out with them, had dinner or something.
I'm like, oh boy, did we get the? After watching the Super Bowl, now Green Bay's like, oh boy, is this McVay guy really a genius? Are we sure?
Yeah. You know, it'd really be cool too, is if it is a 1 year run, and all these guys on that 1 year contract with the Rams, they're elsewhere next year, and San Francisco gets. You know, Garoppolo back and makes a great free agent signing.
The Packers come back or the Bears progress.
I think
it
would be amazing for the Chargers next year to take down the Super Bowl. Not only do you have the Rams no-show lose the Super Bowl, but the next year you have your tenant winning the Super Bowl. Just shoving it in the Rams' face even more, I think, would be it would feel very good.
I want the Chargers and Raiders to do really well next year.
Yeah.
It'll be super awkward.
It'd be great.
I mean, think of the state of the NFL right now. The cities, you could rank them, that despise Goodell and the league. I think New England still is really high up there. I love when they boo Goodell as soon as the ceremony begins. And there's so many Patriot fans there, and they just can't stand Goodell. New Orleans is running hot right now. They might be number one right now. And that Michael Thomas just keeps tweeting about it.
Oh, is
the receiver. He just keeps tweeting about, you know,
good for him.
Can't watch or, hey, Raj, waiting for your call. He has not let it go.
This is awesome. Text of the day, text of the week, maybe month. Not using Gurley would be like the greatest show Rams not using Falk in the Super Bowl. Oh, wait a minute.
I was going to, I had a producer. He was a longtime sports producer. And now he's our morning show executive producer. He tweeted at me this morning. He said, a little like Martz and Marshall, McVay. He said, a Patriots team taking away your top star running back. It is very similar. And it's gonna. I think it's going to haunt McVay. Maybe the genius, maybe that rattles him a little bit. And you know that Bill Belichick going into this was thinking, oh, yeah, this kid, okay, yeah, he's a genius. All right, we'll see about that.
But yeah. Even Falk had 17 touches at least. Gurley had 10.
I think Marshall got him later.
And again, that was really close throughout. So you could still, even trailing.
Right, you weren't losing 30 to nothing,
right.
And you got away from Todd Gurley.
You had time the entire game to establish the run, and they never really tried.
I think they said Johnny Hecker had the same number of touches as Todd Gurley.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, let's take a short time out. Before we go to break, quick word. McBride Home Union Stimulus Program is back. McBride has teamed up with the local construction unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. Buy now and get McBride Home's best deal on a new home, plus get additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the local unions. It's the union stimulus program. It's only during the month of February. McBride has over 40 communities across the metro St. Louis area with homes in every price point and every lifestyle. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on the union stimulus program. Maybe it's just a Rams tradition to underutilize their star running back in the Super Bowl. All right, we'll take a break. Coming right back.